Bell. We could always do that, Nate. It's a long drive back.
Yeah,
we can do anything we want. It's Friday night. It's going to be fun. But nice getting out here to Green Bay and this way. And, you know, we got to go on a little road trip and haven't been down this way in a while. The colors are beautiful.
Yeah.
Always nice to go to head this direction and check out Green Bay, a place that we're very familiar with, the both of us here. But nice coming to this school right here, getting this final game in against a team from far away, a different style of play that we're used to seeing. They got some big, strong athletes, really good athletes. They like to run the ball. They mix it up a little bit, pass it a little bit too here. But limited possessions, you know, they like to slow this game down. They don't want the Loggers to have, you know, 6-7 possessions in the second half because the Loggers are going to score a lot. So they're slow with everything, moving up to the line of scrimmage, using their time. 3 yards at a crack on offense, just methodically moving it down the field. The Loggers getting turnover on downs at quality times. I don't even know if United has a penalty in this first half. They're a disciplined team, doing a good job. But the Loggers getting the turnover down at crucial times. And that end of that first half, Nate, there was a minute to go, and the Loggers got the turnover on downs, and it was Aaron Delasky, second play of the possession, goes about 60, 70 yards.
Yeah.
I don't know, he went for a touchdown run.
It was about
again,
that.
And put a nice gap in the score, making it a two-possession game. Really changing things in the last minutes of this game. But United, I believe, gets the kickoff in the second half here.
Correct.
And, you know, they get a score on that first possession, and they're going to be right back into it, into this ball game here. So don't go away, anybody. Keep watching this game here, and let's cheer on our Phillips Loggers here. And remember tomorrow, cheer on our cross-country team, Prentice, as well. Prentice got a big cross-country race tomorrow. They're ranked number one in Division III.
Prentice-Rib Lake.
Prentice and Rib Lake combined together. There's a lot of kids on that team.
There's a lot.
And they're going to have their match or their meet tomorrow. I don't know where they're at.
I don't either.
Not sure where they're at. Maybe they're at Cadots as well. We'll find out.
Somebody will let us know on Facebook.
Someone will let us know. But cheer on our local teams. Volleyball as well. Prentice Volleyball has a home regional finals matchup. Let's go pack the gym for them. Go cheer on Callie Hakenen and some of those girls. Mike Murphy doing a great job with that volleyball program and the excitement there is over there with the volleyball program. Pretty impressive what Prentice is doing. Phillips as well. Colin Hoagland. We got to chat with him after that matchup last night. The Loggers, they beat Crivets in volleyball last night. And got to chat with Colin. And he's ready, you know, for tonight. Move on to sectionals. Got a regional finals tomorrow night. And a lot of excitement this weekend coming up here in the local area. So go support your local kids. Best thing you guys can do this weekend. And, 30 seconds to go here in this halftime right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right. Callan Chuzzle's birthday today, too. Happy birthday, Callan Chuzzle's lineman here for the Loggers. Callan Chuzzle's having a fun night. He had a nice big key tackle for a loss on a play earlier in this ball game here. So a nice night for him. This Loggers team, they're going to be spending the night here tonight in Green Bay and checking out some things. I think they're doing the Lambeau Field tour tomorrow. And going to experience that whole thing. So, hey,
good time for them.
When in Rome, isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Popcorn's good. Atmosphere is good over here. Having
good
a good
tunes.
Time. Yeah, they got some good music over here.
Kids are dancing.
Jeff getting along with the announcer over here from the other team. Sometimes that can be a little bit of controversy. He's packed into one booth. You know how that goes? Sometimes I can get under people's skin, I guess. But the treating us good over here at United. We're having a good time. Fun watching both of these teams here. Really good athletes, really good football players from both teams here. And
getting set to kick off here.
Yeah, getting set to kick off. 20-6, Loggers leading. They're set to kick off. It's Josh Nutt and Fred Robinson watching from home. Fred, good to have you. Josh Nutt set to kick off here. We're going to see a squib kick And he's the no, he kicks it deep.
Wow.
Wasn't expecting that one right there. And muffed kickoff there and fumbled. And the back picks it back up and runs it a few yards. Tackled by Trenton Swickla at their own 30-yard line. Trenton Swickla, the senior, making his name in this game. Has had a couple nice tackles as Trenton. And Trenton in his final game was able to see Mom Carrie and Uncle Jason, Aunt Nikki here. Coming to watch them. They made the road trip. I want to take these officials home with me, Nathan.
I know. I'm loving these officials.
Moving this game along, kicking people off the field. They let us go. It's been a while. All right, here's United from the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. Up the middle, it goes a little counter and goes for about 5-6 yards. He's wrapped up. And Sawyer Kuchaba, along with Shea Denzin, on the tackle for the Loggers. It's 20-6 here, third quarter just underway, 11:40 to go. And United with an opening five-yard run. We've seen a lot of them five-yard runs.
Yeah.
And following that big offensive line up the middle with some really big athletic running backs on the field. And up to the line of scrimmage they go. Second and 10 here, second and 5 from the 35-yard line. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Up the middle he goes, and for about 4 yards, I think it's going to bring up a third down and one. 11:08 to go. Third and one. That announcer is up here in the booth with us. He couldn't believe we said it's a three-hour game. He said, no way, he'll be out of here in 2 hours. And
he was right.
He wasn't kidding us. So United stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Nelson under center, two backs in the backfield, I formation. And it's going to be a pitch, right side it goes, following the lead blocker and tackled. Bathory picks up the first down, a 4-yard pickup. And Liebzeit picks it up. First down, 10:35 to go here. 20-6, Loggers leading. But United moving that ball nicely as they have all game long. Taking their time. Play comes in to the huddle. United, sharp uniforms, maybe Baltimore Ravens-like.
Yeah,
with all black, the purple lettering. Nice helmets. And they've got that University of Miami look, logo, I should say. And there's a pass play. Quarterback gets it out of his hands. Lane Abraham almost got the sack. Quarterback gets it out, but it's incomplete. It's going to bring up a second 10. Braden Reback coming off the field along with Belaski and Swickla. The Loggers have some nice depth. They're able to rotate guys in regularly. And B.J. Lewery at nose tackle right over the ball. He's got a handful there taking on that center. Big size difference right here. We're going to see what B.J. does on this play. Here's Nelson from the shotgun. B.J. breaks through. It's a quick pass to the left side, though. Caught and tackled for no gain, and we're going to get a flag. Generally a holding. We're going to see what they do on this one. And if it is, it'll be the first penalty against. It's going to be a penalty against. We'll see here. All right, holding on United, their first penalty of the game. Going to move them back 10 yards. It's still going to be first down.
10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Or, I'm sorry, second down. It's going to be second, about 20. Tough spot here for United. And penalties can really kill a drive. We see it all season long. This was a very disciplined game so far. We've only seen a couple possessions. I forgot you bought me a candy bar there earlier too, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Where'd it go?
What'd you do with it?
Didn't I do it? Well, it's in my pocket. I almost tricked you. All right, here we go. Second down, and they're going to throw the flag. Probably going to be an illegal motion, I'm guessing. Offsides on United. Going to move them back further. That's going to be second down and about a 25 coming up. Oh, 5 yard. Okay, that was offsides on the Loggers. Didn't see who jumped on that one, but the Loggers offsides. So it's going to be about a second and 15 now for United. And they are all the way up to their own 37-yard line. So second down from the 37. Nelson in the shotgun for United. Two receivers to the right. Loggers almost jump again. They don't. Nelson gets a pass off up the middle and a quick tackle by Lane Abraham after a pickup of about four. So about third and 11 coming up here. 9:42 to go here. And two down territory over here. United yep. doesn't have to get it all on one play. We've got Nelson in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left for United. Back to pass. Gets plenty of time. Gets the pass off. And tipped by Braden Reback. Braden with a nice job from the linebacker position. Got his hands on the ball. Tipped it up. And incomplete. 9:11 to go in this third quarter. It's 20-6. And it's going to be 4th and 11. And I got a feeling they're going to go for it the way they're not afraid to pass the ball. A lot of those completions are right there.
Right.
So 9:11 to go here. It's going to be 4th down and 11 from their own 42-yard line. And they got to get past midfield for the first down. Here's Nelson and company up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left. Nelson in the shotgun. And there's a shotgun. Loggers only blitzing two players. Here's Gillespie. And Gillespie puts the pressure on him. But they still almost make the completion. Lane Abraham maybe got a hand on the ball. And it's going to be a turnover on down. It's going to be Loggers' ball in United territory from the 42-yard line. Nice defensive possession there for the Loggers. Getting the stop, and they're quick up to the line of scrimmage. Two different styles,
yeah.
like we talked about. Loggers really want to pick up the pace and wear down the size of this United team. And here's BJ, but Denzine going to keep it himself off of the spin. Picks up 7, 8. He's chugging along. 9, 10. He might have got the first down.
I think he did.
My goodness, chugging along, and he did get the first down. And a nice run there by Denzine. Maybe got a little help from his running backs pushing him up the field. It was a pile that just kept moving along. 8:49 to go here. It's 20-6. And Denzine leads this team up to the line of scrimmage. McCoy Delasky, the center. Here's Denzine from the shotgun. Hollinger in motion to the right side. Denzine going to keep it himself. Makes a guy miss up the middle. He goes right side. He gets one guy to beat and a nice tackle by United. And Denzine gets it all the way down to about the 12-yard line, it looks like. Maybe the 13-yard line. Could be first down for the Loggers. Nice run there by Shea Denzine. Shea's been a patient back
yeah.
from the quarterback position. He gets the ball and sees what gap he's got to hit and then hits it hard. And been doing a nice job on that all season long. Here we got B.J. Loweri, my boy, to the left of Denzine. And it's going to be Delasky left side. B.J. gets a nice block. Denzine cuts in, picks up positive yards. And we're going to see what we got called. Is there a flag on the field?
No.
What are the officials discussing?
Oh, there is
There's
a flag.
A flag.
Yep.
So it was a gain, a pickup of maybe 5 from Delasky. Hard-earned runs. From Aaron. And the officials blew the whistle. Probably going to be a holding. So tight end was lined up in the neutral zone. False start on the Loggers. So that's going to move them back. Still a first down. That's going to move them back 5 yards. Going to be first and 15. Going to move the Loggers back to the 19-yard line.
Loggers lead 20-6.
7:46 to go. It's first half. Trying to sneak the Snickers bar in.
Or no, we're second in the second half. We're in the third quarter. How fast this game's moving along.
Brody Janicek checking off the field here. And here the Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. Going to be Denzine from the shotgun. Hollinger to his left. Delasky to his right. Denzine. And it's going to go to Hollinger right side. Hollinger picks up some positive yards. About 4 yards. He was tackled hard. Nice tackle by United. And it's going to bring up about a second and looks like second and 12. The Snickers bar, Nate. Probably annoying everyone at home, but this is what I needed over here.
Could be more annoying than the popcorn.
7 minutes to go. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
20-6. Loggers lead and the ball up to the line of scrimmage. Second and 12 from the 16. Here's Denzine from the shotgun looking to pass. Throws it to Vernick. Ben gets the catch. That's definitely the school record. And he's dropped at about
the 2 yard line.
Yeah, about the 2 yard line. Ben Vernick. Give him that football to take home. Your single season receiving yardage leader, Ben Vernick, the junior. And it makes a nice catch and picks up the first down.
And he did break it because Dan just gave us a thumbs up.
So that was the record breaker right there?
That was the record breaker.
Good job by Ben.
Yep.
All right. And that's going to make Grandpa Jim proud over there in Conover. You know he's tuned in listening. Ben's probably got a lot of family watching. And Denzine going to keep this one up the middle. He goes into the end zone. Shea Denzine. Touchdown, Loggers! 20-6.
No, 26-6.
26-6. 6:04 to go. Loggers going to go for the two-point conversion here in just a minute. B.J. Loeri usually gets the number on the two-point conversion.
He's the two-point man, isn't he?
Loggers in the huddle. Beautiful way to start out this first half, second half for the Loggers. McCoy Delasky up to center. McCoy, just a sophomore, having a fabulous season on the offensive line. Here's Delasky going to keep it. He's going to throw it into the end zone, and there he is. Colin Kleinschmidt gets the two-point conversion, and some nice athletes the Loggers have there. Out at the wide receiver position. So with 6:04 to go, it's 28-6. All Loggers opening up a lead. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Potowolf here. We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it is the Phillips Loggers leading United 28-6. Loggers kicking off here, and here's Josh Nutt showing the power. A nice deep kick for the Loggers, and left side it goes, and a nice return here. For United, up the field he goes, all the way to midfield, and a nice tackle from Kyle Seidenbender. And gets it up to midfield, which, Nate, it's the same as an onside kick.
I was thinking the same thing.
So a nice tackle there from the Loggers, but an exciting run. A kickback. And all the way up to about the 47-yard line. Loggers, if they can make a stand here. And here's United up to the line of scrimmage. Nelson with two backs behind him in the backfield from the shotgun. Going to hand it off. Up the middle it goes. And a nice run there. Nice dive ahead to get some positive yardage. Looks like about 5 yards on the pickup. Bryce Ziebzeit with the run. And he's been having himself a nice ball game here, the running back. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 28-6. Loggers leading United. And it's United moving up to the line of scrimmage here, set for the play. And Nelson from the shotgun with two backs in the backfield going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Nice run there from Nelson, picking up the first down. And Loggers gang tackle him. They're going to blow the whistle here, I would think. And they do blow the whistle. Nice first down run there from Reed Nelson. He's going to get it all the way up to... Where are they at there, Nate? Looks like about the 30-yard line.
28.
29. I think they're at the 30-yard line right now. First and 10 for United at the Loggers 30-yard line. And this United team looks like the Baltimore Ravens with the purple and black. And from the shotgun and two backs, quarterback's going to keep it. Up the middle he goes, wrapped up after a pickup of a few. It's going to be about a second and we'll say second and six. And United, they're able to move the ball. You know, they methodically, when they push for that, just run it up the middle, they're able to get them 3 yards, 4 yards, you know, every single time behind that big offensive line. But a lot of clock ticking away here as it goes. So under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter now. And they like this two backs in the backfield and just run the ball up the middle. And here's the option right side. Pitched back and fumbled, and the Loggers fall on it. And it's going to be Loggers football as the option play hit the ground and the Loggers dive on it. Might have been Kleinschmidt over there with Colin Kleinschmidt with the fumble reception or fumble recovery. 4:24 to go here in this third quarter. It's going to be Loggers football from their own, say, 27-yard line. First down Loggers. So the miscue from United leads to another possession here for the Loggers. And to the line of scrimmage they go. Here's Denzine all alone in the backfield. Got Hollinger to his left. He goes in motion. He's going to split wide right. Up the field he goes. And Denzine looks like he's going to pass it, but he keeps it himself. Makes a couple moves. Right side he goes. He's in the middle of the field. Stiff arms the guy. Falls down all the way to the 48-yard line of United. A nice run from Shea Denzine, the senior, my pick for conference player of the year. We're going to see how that falls once they do pickings for that. With the season that the Loggers have had, though, and all that Shea has done for this team, offensively, defensively, running this team at the quarterback position, running for nearly 1,000 yards. Impressive season from Shea Denzine. Here's Shea from the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself again. Up the middle he goes, and a nice run. Pickup of about 6 yards again. So they're seeing something up the middle with Shea. Shea, patient with it. Waits for that hole to open up. Hits that gap hard.
And Shea's also got 500 yards passing on the season.
Yeah, it really impressive with him. And so many different backs on this team. Each one is a different type of a runner.
Yeah.
Such a tough thing to stop with all these athletes that the Loggers have. And Steve Freecord does a great job of utilizing all of them. All right, here we go. Denzine all alone in the backfield. And he's going to keep it left side himself. And picks up the first down and then some all the way up to United's 36-yard line. Picks up the first down. Shea Denzine, Phillips Loggers, first down. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's a 28-6 lead for the Phillips Loggers. McCoy Delasky leads his team up to the line of scrimmage. Delasky, the center. It's Denzine from the shotgun, and he's going to go left side, no, he throws it right side to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt's got nobody ahead of him. Look at the speed of Colin. He's got one guy to beat. Colin Kleinschmidt, left side of the end zone. Touchdown for the speedy Colin Kleinschmidt. We call him Scoots for a reason. And the Loggers pick up the touchdown. Nice job there, and a nice play. We've seen that play a few times. That's the first time it's worked for the touchdown. It's 34-6. Phillips leading in this game, and everybody getting a touch on things here.
Yeah.
Colin, we talked about it, how we wanted to hear his number on the ride up here. It was one of the things we talked about, Nate, how we didn't hear his name for touchdown the last couple games, and we said, hey, it's Colin, he's due. Colin, a special athlete here in Phillips. All right, and Shea going to keep it. They're going to throw it again. Throws it up to Abraham Lane. Did he catch it? Oh, my gosh, he jumped up. to take it away, almost mossed the receiver. Randy mossed him and wasn't able to hold on. Minute 44 to go. We're going to stay right here. And the Loggers leading 34-6. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. And we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. And heck yeah to this Loggers third quarter here right now, opening up a big lead, 34-6, a minute 44 to go here in this third quarter. And Josh Nutt set to kick off again for the Loggers here in just a moment. And the Loggers, with the big play here, been the story of the night. It's like every kid getting involved in these big plays. And Josh Nutt set to kick off, and he kicks this one deep again. Holy cow, he kicks this one all the way down. It goes out of bounds, but all the way down at the 10-yard line. So that one's going to get moved up because I think they have the pick to put it at the 40-yard line. So beautiful kick there from Josh Nutt. And, you know, we see so much of that onside kick, Nate. Steve trying to do something, and maybe it's just showcase Josh Nutt's,
last game of the season, let him
kick it far, and we just seen the power from Josh Nutt kicking that one all the way down to the 10-yard line, but it went out of bounds. So
he had one last week against Schwamigan for a touchback.
Yeah, so, he did, all the way back to the end zone.
Yep.
So United's going to get the ball at the 35-yard line because the ball went out of bounds. Minute 43 to go in this third quarter. It's 34-6. Loggers leading. Here is Nelson. He's got a quarterback keeper and wrapped up by Aaron Delasky. And when you get in those big pods, you ain't going nowhere. Aaron Delasky, one of the stronger, let's call him a freak, freakish kids that you're going to know.
Nicest kid you'll ever meet, too.
He sure is. Aaron Delasky having himself a ball game here. Everybody getting into the mix here tonight.
DJ's got two huge sacks for losses.
You bet. Josh Nutt having a nice kicking game there, too. Ben Vernig with the two big receptions, becoming the all-time single-season receiving leader in Phillips history. Ben Vernig with a nice job. And here is Nelson from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself with only a couple. There's a holding, and they caught it. Delasky was held. This one's going to be brought back. Delasky was about to wrap him up for a sack, and you could see him hold on to his jersey. And that one's going to come back 10 yards. Delasky was about to wrap him up. Lineman had to do what he had to do there.
Yeah.
And wasn't able to get away with it. So here's holding. That's going to move him back 10 yards. And it's going to be about a second 24, I believe.
Down and
46 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Loggers leading 34-6. And Natalie Zalaski, she's home watching. Hey, McCoy's having a good ball game over here, along with Aaron. A nice Zalaski show here for these guys. And we don't get to talk about McCoy and these offensive linemen enough. Such a nice job they do for this. These running backs to get all of these yards. McCoy, a special sophomore on this team. And here's Nelson going to keep it himself and picks up some positive yards, maybe about 5 yards. And it's going to bring up a third and 18. Third and 16 to go here. I'll think about third and 19 to go here. And Nelson and this team needs a big play to stay out of.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they might end up having to pump this one away. And it looks like we might get a timeout here.
No, that's the end of the quarter.
The end of the quarter. Wow, is time flying over here. We're taking these officials home with us, guys. We're going to bring them over here. He's scooting right through this ball game right here. So end of the third quarter. Loggers leading 34-6 over United out of Green Bay. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. For a 1-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, a pickoff for Lane Abraham. It's going to be a pick six, Lane Abraham, into the end zone. A pick six, and Nate, you missed it. Oh, there's a flag on the field, though, Nate. So we're just coming back from that when they started right before we got back, and United throws an interception. Lane Abraham gets the interception, returns it for a touchdown. The penalty was on United. So the touchdown count, Lane Abraham. Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either.
I can't wait for him to watch the live stream and see that we missed it over here. But
sorry, Lane.
Special play from Lane stepping in front of the defender and makes it 40-6 here right now. 11:49 to go here. And the Logger is going to go for the two-point conversion once again. And seeing our athletes shine here.
That's Lane's second pick.
Lane's been a beast here all season long, playing that linebacker position and hearing his name a lot, making some big receptions on offense. And here's Denzine, and he's going to keep it. It looks like they're going to pass this one in and caught there. And is that Brody Janicek? Nice job from the Loggers right there. Brody Janicek with a nice two-point conversion. And 42-6 is the lead here for the Loggers. 11:49 to go here. We're going to stay right here at United High School here, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors real quick. It's 42-6, 11:49 to go in this ballgame. Loggers rolling, and our sports sponsors are Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, Loggers set to kick off here in this speedy game that we weren't expecting. We knew this was possible, Nate. We knew we could cut. We talked about all the ways that you can cut time off these games we're dealing with over there. And we're going to have to.
We did tonight.
We're going to have some kind of a meeting, give a few pointers for next season, as this game's going to be about an hour shorter than back home. So Green Bay doing a good job over here. Here's Josh Nutt. He's going to show us that. Kicks that one deep and retrieved by United. Nice return from them up the right side, cutting back in. Janicek wraps him up. Josh Nutt finishes him off. And it's going to be United football from about the 45-yard line. Again, similar to an onside kick that didn't work out right there. We don't see it a lot, but Coach Precor letting Josh Nutt have a little fun there and kick the ball deep. And that's his specialty. That's his specialty. He's done such a great job on kickoffs all season long, getting those onside kicks. I mean, we've had to have seen 7 or 8 of them where the Loggers recovered during the season here.
At least won a game.
Here we go. B.J. Lawiri at nose tackle. Here's Nelson from the shotgun. It's going to pitch it on this left side and turning him in, Lane Abraham, and making the tackle. Lane, nice solo tackle. 11 minutes to go. Loggers leading 42-6. And it's going to be a second and 10. For United, B.J. Lawiri, number 80, checking out of the ballgame. Talked about it. B.J.'s got family at home watching. They got to see him with two big sacks here and having a good time. B.J. having a nice ballgame here, making big plays defensively. And United's going to step up to the line of scrimmage. Second 10 from the Logger from their own 45-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go here. We're going to have a running clock here and out. And Nelson, no, back to pass is the running back and almost completed that one. And it was Bryce Liebzeit with that halfback pass, missed out. So it's going to be 3rd and 10 from their own 45-yard line for United. 10 minutes to go in this ball game. And if we get a chance here, maybe we'll see if we can get head coach Steve Precor up here. We'll chat with him about his season. He might have one of those long speeches down there onto the field
at the end
of the season here. So might not be a possibility, but we'll see what we can do. If not, we're going to have the Forward Bank postgame show coming up immediately after the game. Here's Nelson from the shotgun. It's 3rd and 10. It's going to be a delayed handoff. Right side, trying to get the corner, turning him a couple times, and it was Trenton Swickla that made him turn and made that play. Trenton Swickla is not going to get credit for the tackle, but he's going to get, he's the one that made the tackle happen right there. Trenton having a nice game here tonight. We've seen him in a lot of plays defensively.
Lane wasn't on the tackle. A lot of Lane tonight.
Yeah, a real lot of Lane. Some subs coming in for United.
Got Braden Reback in the game.
Braden here at linebacker. Braden Reback, he's done a nice job at linebacker here. First year in football since middle school. And got into his groove about halfway through the season. Yeah. Started to feel a little natural. And Braden doing a good job. They're going to punt this one away. And it's going to be returnable for Colin Kleinschmidt, who's dangerous. Colin, with that speed, trying to get the corner. He does. Down the sideline he goes. He turns it in. The 30, the 20. Scoots. He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Loggers. 8:27 to go, and that's got to be annoying to hear if you're down below me.
Yeah, right.
And 48-6 is going to be the score here right now in this fourth quarter. And Colin Kleinschmidt, you got to see his athleticism on that one. And you think Aaron's the fastest guy in the field, and then you say Colin run, and they're both equally fast. Nice job by Scoots. Colin Kleinschmidt.
Yeah, about five players a game here.
And when he can return, when we've seen him coming this side over here, you've seen how fast he was. The field looks so big for him. Two-point conversion set to go here. Flag on the field. And that was Sawyer Kuchaba, a direct snap to him. And we're going to see some of these second-string guys get into the ball game here now and get their opportunities here as 48-6 lead here with 8:21 to go. And what do we got? Did they replay the down? Must have been a flag on that play, huh?
There was a flag.
So not even sure where they are. It looked like they're backed up. So it must have been a flag on the Loggers. And they're going to try this again. Here is Denzine from the shotgun and going to hand it to Delasky right side. Delasky, oh my gosh. No, that was Braden Reback into the end zone. Braden Reback looking fast and strong out there. He's going to be watching this one later.
Yeah.
Braden Reback, nice job with the two-point conversion. His first points of the season earlier on. You remember he had that a kick return that he almost was able to return, but they horse-collared him and tackled him. So Braden into the end zone, and Loggers up 50-6. We're going to stay right here at 98Q Country, and the Loggers are going to kick off in a little bit, seeing some of the second string get out onto the field here, coming up here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors, the ones that bring you this game. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
All right, Josh Nutt set to kick deep again here. And 8:21 to go here in this ball game. Here is Nutt. Kicks it deep. And returnable for United from the 20-yard line, coming up the middle. They go gang tackle there, and about three Loggers hit him. And it's going to be first down for United. Looks like from about their own 35-yard line with 8:08 to go here. The clock is ticking. It's 50-6 Loggers leading here. And set to play here, or set to go here in just a moment. It's going to be the United's offense led onto the field. We have a whistle, and it looks like we're going to get a timeout. Is that what they called? I'm going to see what they called here. And the officials talking with the players right now. Must be an officials timeout. And looks like maybe they're talking to the chain gang. And some equipment failure. I think that's what we might have going on over there. Looks like they're looking at going on with what do you call them, Nate?
Chains?
The sticks.
Sticks, yeah.
The sticks. Fixing the sticks here. It's been the first delay of the game here.
Yeah, Dom's out there.
Oh, yeah, Karen. Dom is out there. Is Don playing yet? Dom is playing out there right now. Dom is going to be playing nose tackle. Dom Smedic, a fan favorite here in Phillips. And get a little view. There's Dom, big number 70. Brody Janicek to his right.
Kenny Drexler.
Got Kenny out there. Kenny playing the corner. It's like Jackson Goulin on that left side. Left corner. Sawyer Kuchiba playing a deep linebacker. Kyle Seidenbender playing a linebacker. A lot of these guys returning next year. It's going to be a fun team to watch. Delasky, along Aaron Delasky, along with Ben Vernig, along with who comes back next year, Sawyer Kuchiba, Kenny Drexler. There's a nice junior group coming back. Kyle Seidenbender. We don't talk about Kyle enough. Right. Kyle's had such a great season on that offensive line, playing so well this season. And defensively, too, you see the big hits from him. Not the biggest kid out there, but he plays like one of the biggest kids out there. Strong kid. All right. Some shout-outs here to United. I like it. And here we go. It's first and 10 for United. 7:39 to go here. It's 50-6. And Reed Nelson under center, and he's going to hand it off this left side, and a nice move, Smitty back, turning inside, picking up the first down. He's got the edge, running down the sideline, one guy to beat. Can he beat Kuchiba? He gets into the end zone. A big touchdown for United, a nice run. And that one went for about 70 yards. Who was it on that touchdown run? Josh Cribbs with the touchdown run for United. And that was the test for some of these second unit coming in here for the Loggers. And they got a chance to see what varsity speed actually is right there on that first play. And nice job from Josh Cribbs. Gets the touchdown, 7:16 to go here. It's 50-12. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion. And here comes United's offense up to the line of scrimmage. And for the two-point conversion, they're going to try to throw that one. And into the corner of the end zone. The catch is good. And it's going to be 50-14 now with 7:16 to go. And with that, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken it along with Nate Podowels here in Phillips, Wisconsin. No, we're not in Phillips. We're in Green Bay, Nate. We were in Phillips last night. We're in Green Bay here, and it is the Phillips Loggers leading United right now,
50-14 with 7:16 left to go in this ballgame. Ballgame moving by quickly, guys. We're in the fourth quarter already. What time you got, Nate?
8:44.
So we're about an hour ahead of schedule. Right now we're doing real well. United set to kick off, and they're going to kick this one. A little bit of a squib kick. Nice bounce. Braden Rivak falls on. He's running the wrong way and turns it back the other way. He's wrapped up and tackled. And it's going to be Loggers football from their own 30-yard line. 7:06 to go in the ballgame. And we're going to see what the Loggers offense is able to do here. Closing out this game is getting some of the second string in there right now. See Dexter Dabbler making his way out there, along with Storm Heisler, Xander Moore. Give me some more of those names. Is there a Wade Vetter out there? I think Sawyer Kuchiba is going to lead this team at the quarterback position. Kuchiba going to be their quarterback next year. Nathan, he's going to get his chance right now here. McCoy Delasky out there as well. So McCoy going to secure this young offensive line. He's going to move from center over to the right side. Storm Heisler in at center. Here's Kuchiba from the shotgun. That one shot over his head. Kuchiba can't fall on it. And it's looks like that's going to be United football. So a little rough for the new guys out there right now. And that clock sure was moving, Nate. Now it's not. It is again. And it is United football inside their 10-yard line as the snap was high and over the head of Kuchiba, and United was able to fall on it all the way back at about the 9 or 10-yard line, and they got 10 yards to go. Try to score a touchdown here, so this young Loggers defense, see if they can make a stand here right now. We're going to see. That's a big offensive line to try to go up against with this younger group right here right now. And here's Nelson from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. And into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, United. United's starting to have a little bit of fun here at the end of this game. It's 50-20 now?
Yes.
So it's going to be 50-20. 5:27 to go here. United going to go for the two-point conversion. And the Loggers right now can't give up points fast enough.
Right.
And set for the two-point conversion. Are they going to kick? Hey, they're going to kick the extra point. Yeah. We talked about
We did, didn't we?
He's 1-for-1 on the season, I think we see coming in. And this is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah, this is the excitement.
Excitement of the year. We haven't seen one all year yet, Nate. All right. For the extra point. Oh, good. Easily. That was good from... He might have took out a car. I think he took out the Vernix truck over there, parked right behind the goalpost. Big mistake, Dan. And it's 50-21.
Oh, that was the highlight of the season.
That was. That was a lot of fun. All right. The extra point was good. We've been waiting all season. Who would have thought the excitement that would bring right there? But it was good. It was good by far. And the Loggers going to get another chance here right now with 5:27 to go here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors again. Nate, we want to thank these guys. We can't thank them all enough. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
All right, 5.5 minutes to go here. It's 50-21. United is going to kick off to this young Loggers team. Hey, look who's out deep. It looks like B.J. Loweri going to get a chance. B.J.'s had one kick return for 75 yards. And see if this one does make it back to him. B.J., with his chance to return, up the middle he goes, right side, tries to blast through. A nice return from B.J. all the way up to the 39-yard line. And B.J. shaking up a little bit, holding his hand. I want to see what happened there. And B.J. shaking up on that play and hoping he's all right. Looked like he might be holding his hand. And B.J. on the ground here
right now, hoping he's okay. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in along with Nathan Podewelt here over in Green Bay at United High School. We were on an injury timeout. BJ made his way off the field easily. He's shaking his wrist a little bit. I see he's moving it around. He'll be just fine. 5:11 to go here. And it is the Loggers with the ball. And I don't think that's Kuda. That is Kuchiba at quarterback along with, is that Wade Vetter? Right side he goes and gets tackled after about a 5-yard pickup, and that's not Wade. Who's number six? We don't have a roster right now. Looks like that's Wade, though. I think that's Wade better. Definitely Wade. All right. So it's going to be second and 4 here for the Loggers. A nice run there from Wade. 4:46 to go here in this ball game. It's 50-21. Loggers cruising here in this second half, and it's going to be a direct snap. Again, no, this time it is Kenny Drexler gets the carry, and Kenny's tackled for a loss, and it's going to be bring up a third down, and I think about an 11. So 4:24 to go here. And
timeout United.
And United calls the timeout. That's the only thing slowing down this game. We were going to get out of here by 9 o'clock, Nate. But we got a timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout. And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here in United High School here in Green Bay. It's a 50-21 lead here for the Phillips Loggers with 4:24 to go here. It's the second string team for the Loggers heading their way onto the field right now. And we talked about it all game. These officials got this game under control.
Yeah.
Moving it along. Let's go, boys. They want to go home as well. 4:24 to go here. Here's the Loggers. Kuchiba from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes for positive yards. Just want to run up the middle. And a gain of 2. Fourth down coming up for the Loggers. Precor is going to send in the play with Sawyer Kuchiba. Kuchiba the junior. 4 minutes to go here now and ticking. And Loggers want to run this clock down.
Yeah. Definitely cooled off since we've been here.
Yes, luckily we're in the booth here. We've got protected well. They take good care of us over here at United. The hospitality's been nice here.
Yeah.
Beautiful night for some football. It's gonna be a long drive home though, Nate.
I'm gonna sleep.
You can sleep. I do have to drive the whole way. All right, here's Kuchiba from the shotgun and offsides on the whole right side of the Loggers team. And that's going to move him back 5 yards.
Everyone but the center.
Fourth and 12 here for the Loggers. And the clock's starting back up. 4:27 to go, or 3:27 to go. And the Loggers, and we're going to get another timeout.
United calls another timeout. 3:21 to go here in this first or fourth quarter in this ball game. It's 50-21. We're going to stay right here on 98Q Country and go over our high school sports sponsors again. And Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So it's been a fun ball game here. If you were a Loggers fan here, you know, the offense is rolling. Every yep. player out here making a name for themselves on the field. Ben Vernig, big story earlier, the receiving yards leader for a single season, broke that record here today, had two catches for probably about 40 yards. He needed yep. 23. Nice job from Ben. And Aaron Delasky, big runs. B.J. Yep. Lowery on the defensive side with the big sacks. Spin that camera there, Nate, as we're set to go here in just a moment. For the Loggers, it's 4th and 12. Kuchiba from the shotgun. And that one over his head. Kuchiba recovers it, throws it high, throws it deep, and out of bounds. Nobody was there. Miscue on the play. It's going to be a turnover on downs. 1st and 10 coming up. From the Loggers' 37-yard line. 3:06 to go. 50-21. And we got a Dom Smedic sighting out there on the field. And he's going to be playing the nose tackle position. Be Storm Heisler heading out there. Along with McCoy Delasky, it's going to be that defensive line. And Loggers looking to get a stop. The second group hasn't been able to yet here today. And from the shotgun, here's Nelson. Looking to do some damage. And they got the ability to do it on one play right here. Here's a handoff up the middle and making a game tackle. And Dom is the tackle. Dom Smedic with the tackle. Big play from Dom. And that gets the rest of the team excited. He comes off the field, hands in the air. And give a nice little jump there at the end. Nice celebration from Dom Smedic. 2 minutes to go here in this ball game, and that was a 2-yard run there by United. Nice play there by Dom. And stepping up here is United from the 35-yard line of the Loggers from the shotgun, looking to pass. Here's Nelson over the middle. It's caught, and looking to tackle. You ain't catching him. Big number 23. I don't think he usually plays that spot. Gets the touchdown. Minute 42 to go here. Man, it's going to be 50-27. And a nice pass play there from United. And the Loggers have struggling to get time to run off of this clock
right.
and stopping this United offense with the second group out here. But good experience for these boys. That's what you need. And a lot of freshmen, sophomores on the field needing this time here. Nate, look at this. We're going to get another extra point.
Oh, I'm
kick.
Loving this.
And here it is, and that one up and good. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Nice leg from this guy right here. Two extra points. He's 3 for 3 on the season. And that one was good. Minute 42 to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for another 30-second timeout.
United mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schwamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here in Green Bay. We're at United High School here at the Phillips Loggers, leading 50-28, minute 42 to go in this ball game. United set to kick off to the Loggers. B.J. Lowery, he's doing good because he's back there again.
And well, you have to get a re-kick as there was a flag. Must have been an offside. Going to move them back or a re-kick. We'll see what they do. And they're going to reset things here. And this game was really scooting along until the last few minutes.
Yep.
But you got to get this younger group in here.
8:59.
8:59?
Yep.
Wow, we are going to beat this 9 o'clock. No, we're not going to beat it. We would have.
We would have.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.